WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
George Gershwin never made a phonograph recording of his first big hit, Swanee, but you can now hear Gershwin himself performing it. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has an explanation of this seeming contradiction.
At the beginning of this century, before the phonograph acquired absolute supremacy, there was another way you could listen whenever you felt like it to famous people playing music in your home, on the player piano. You put a roll of punched-out paper into the pianola, you pumped the pedals, later all you had to do was turn on the switch, the keys started to move, and there was an invisible Horowitz or Gustav Mahler, who never made a phonograph record, playing your piano. The most popular piano rolls were of pop tunes. George Gershwin made about 130, and Elektra Nonesuch has just released about a dozen of them on a new CD. The original reproducing equipment for piano rolls was remarkably good. You didn't have to put up with the scratchy surface noise or the short lifespan of 78s. And you could hear all sorts of subtleties, changes in tempo, and even more remarkably, in dynamics. Of course, piano rolls could never capture the nuances of rhythm that make a live performance breathe. Even at their most sophisticated, piano rolls always sound mechanical. Finally, they just couldn't compete with the technical advances of the phonograph. But what's special about these Gershwin rolls is that they are so self-aware, practically postmodern in the consciousness of their own possibilities. Gershwin and his editors, especially a brilliant technician named Frank Milne, would actually overdub the original roll cut by Gershwin himself, adding extra notes that a single performer couldn't possibly play. So even though these rolls can't equal the spontaneity of Gershwin's own phonograph recordings, some of them come amazingly close, and they add a sly complexity that has its own integrity. They can still give you, here's the song cue, that certain feeling. This album includes some of Gershwin's rarest material, from his first published song, When You Want 'Em, You Can't Get 'Em, When You've Got 'Em, You Don't Want 'Em, to an unpublished salon piece called Novelette in Fourths. There's Gershwin's abbreviated version of Rhapsody in Blue, and Frank Milne playing his own astonishing transcription of The Complete American in Paris. The realizations by Artis Woodhouse, with the help of computers, are the best piano roll reproductions I've ever heard. We can hear what George Gershwin himself would have almost sounded like on a brand new piano, in real stereo, and in our own living rooms.
Lloyd Schwartz reviewed Gershwin Plays Gershwin, The Piano Rolls, on the Elektra Nonesuch label. Lord is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. Last week, he won the Pulitzer Prize for criticism.